When rescuers found a teenage girl floating alive amongst the wreckage of a Yemeni aircraft, they couldn't believe their eyes. The 14-year-old girl is so far the only survivor of a plane crash in which more than 150 people are feared dead. Rescue teams continue to search rough seas where the Airbus A310 from Yemen's national airline crashed off the Comoros Islands near Madagascar. The French government has revealed the plane had been banned from European airports because of safety irregularities. Africa correspondent Andrew Gagan reports.
The Yemeni Airlines flight to the Comoros Islands began in Paris. It was there that the friends and relatives of the passengers were told that of the 153 people on board, so far only one person has been found alive.
I don't understand. I'm here to find out more information because I want to understand. I already know that my cousin is dead and that her body has been found.
Rescuers found a 14-year-old girl swimming amongst bodies and plane debris. It's not known how she managed to survive the crash, which appears to have killed everyone else on board. Officials believe her name is Bakari Baya, and she comes from the French city of Marseille and was travelling with her mother. While the lucky teenager has been treated in hospital, rescue teams are continuing to search the wreckage for other survivors. Abdulrahman Abdulkader from Yemen's Civil Aviation Authority.
A team from Yemen's Aviation Authority and from Yemenia Airlines was assembled to investigate the crash, just as a French search and rescue team have been deployed to search the area.
It's still too early to know what caused the Yemeni Airbus A310 to crash into the Indian Ocean. But bad weather appears to have played a part. Reports indicate the plane was making a second attempt to land at the airport on the Comoros Islands, but never made it and came down about 15 kilometres out to sea. However, serious questions are being raised about the safety record of Yemen's national airline.
You arrive in Yemen, they change the plane, they change it. They put us aboard racks, they put us aboard coffins. That's where they put us. It's slaughter. In my case, personally, my uncle, who is the editor of the Comoros Al-Watan paper, has lost his whole family, his wife, his two sons and his daughter.
French Transport Minister Dominique Bussereau has revealed that the plane which crashed had been banned from French airspace because of safety deficiencies. Passengers boarded the ill-fated plane in Yemen.
The plane involved in the accident underwent inspection tests in 2007. These tests showed a number of irregularities, which were reported to the company by the French authorities. This is why this plane has not been allowed to use a European airport since that date.
This latest crash has renewed calls by the European Union for a global blacklist of airlines that have poor safety records.
It would certainly, I think, restore some public confidence in the airline industry.
Chris Yates is an aviation analyst with Jane's.
And ensure that those carriers that are operating worldwide are as safe as they can possibly be.
This is the second crash involving an Airbus within the space of just 1 month. It must raise serious questions about the issue of safety with Airbus.
It's just an unfortunate set of circumstances. Yes, it will dent certainly some degree of confidence in Airbus as a brand, but I'm sure that Airbus will bounce back from this.
Aviation analyst Chris Yates speaking there with Andrew Gagan.